Hi, Chuck Huber here for the State of YouTube channel. I'd like to show you how to compute descriptive statistics for continuous variables. So let's open an example data set. Let's click File at the top on the menu bar, scroll down to Example Data Sets, and click that. Now we're going to select Example Data Sets installed with status, so click there. And I'd like to use the BP Wide data set. So let's click Use next to that, and then close this window by clicking X. So let's take a quick look at the raw data in the data editor. So click Data Editor Browse, and we have in this data set patient ID, sex, age group, BP before, and BP after. BP is short for blood pressure here. Looks like systolic. So let's close the data editor. And now let's go up to Statistics, Summaries, Tables, and Tests, and then come over to Summary and Descriptive Statistics, and let's select the very top option here, Summary Statistics. Now the dialog box opens for the summarize command, and we could look at multiple variables at the same time, but I just want to select BP before for starters here. And under options, we're going to leave standard display selected. So now let's click submit, which will allow us to leave the dialog box open. And notice what we see in the results window. We see the command summarize, and we're going to summarize the variable BP before. And in the results here, we see the name of the variable, the number of non-missing observations, the mean, the standard deviation, and the minimum and the maximum value for BP before. Okay, so that's sort of the basic summary statistics you might be interested in. Now let's come back to our dialog box here, and let's select the option Display Additional Statistics. And then we can go ahead and click OK because we won't need this dialog box anymore, so click OK. Now we're using the same command, summarize, and the variable is still BP before, but notice now we have the option comma detail at the end. So what that does is it shows us the percentiles for the variable BP before, and notice the 50th percentile here is also known as the median, if you need the median. We have the number of non-missing observations here, the sum of the weights, if this was weighted data. We also see the mean and the standard deviation, and then here at the bottom we also see the variance, the skewness, and the kurtosis displayed at the bottom of the output. Okay, so that's more detailed than the standard summarize command. Now let's look at another way we could summarize our data. Let's go back under Statistics, Summaries, Tables, and Tests, Summary and Descriptive Statistics, and let's just look at means. Let's select the option means here. So the dialog box for the means command opens. And again, let's just select BP before. We could do several variables at once if we wanted, but let's keep it simple. And let's just click OK. We won't need this dialog box again. Now the command is mean, and the variable that we're looking at again is BP before. So again, we see the variable BP before here. We have 120 non-missing observations, and we see the mean, and this time we see the standard error of the mean, as well as the 95% confidence interval here on the right. So we can get confidence intervals for our variable as well. Okay. Now, what if we were interested in different kinds of means? So let's come back under Summaries, Tables, and Tests, Summary and Descriptive Tables, Statistics, excuse me. And by the way, just as I'm scrolling down here, there's a confidence intervals command, but it gives essentially the same output as the means command. So let's scroll down here to where it says Arith Geometric Harmonic Means. Let's select that. And we're again going to select BP before. Now this is if we wanted to compute arithmetic, geometric, or harmonic means. So let's select BP before and click OK. And now the command is A means. And the variable that we're interested in again is BP before. Now we're going to see the arithmetic mean, the geometric mean, and the harmonic mean, the number of non-missing observations, the actual means themselves, as well as the confidence intervals, 95% confidence intervals, associated with each of those means. Okay, now one last trick here. Let's go under Statistics, Summary, Tables, and Tests, and then come down to Tables this time, and let's select the second option here where it says Table of Summary Statistics Tab Stats. So let's select this, and let's select the variable BP before again. And now if I look at the bottom, I have a variety of statistics I can display. So I could check the box next to each of these, and I might be interested in the count or the sum or maximum, minimum, and so forth. So for the first one here, I can just select whatever statistics I'd like. Let's say I'm interested in the count, and I can check the next box to highlight it. And maybe I'm interested in lots of percentile-based things. So let's look at maybe the maximum, and the minimum here, and the range, maybe. And I could select the 50th percentile, which would be the median. And what else would we like? Maybe the 5th percentile and the 95th percentile. Okay, and we have one left there, but that'll do for now. So let's click OK. Now the command is tabstat, and the variable that we're interested in is BP before, and now we have the option comma statistics, and we can ask request a series of statistics here, count, max, min, and so forth for that variable. And now in the output we see the variable is BP before. We have the number of non-missing observations as well as all each of the statistics that we requested. And since this is a fairly lengthy list of statistics, notice it's wrapped around here on the screen so that the 95th percentile is on the second row here. Okay, so that's how we can describe or summarize our continuous variables. Hope this was helpful. Thanks for stopping by.